Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
David, knocked off his stick, kept alive by Draisaitl. And hit across to McDavid. McDavid, Draisaitl scores! What a spectacular move! And set off by Connor McDavid!
McDavid lighting it up in the Stanley Cup Final.
That play was so silky.
Dirty.
And Draisaitl's just there for the layup on it. And like, but to stop, start, change direction, pull, drag into the pass.
Yeah, that's it. It was.
That is the only part I will agree that Tim Murray was right.
It's a thing of beauty.
Okay. Everything else from there was wrong.
Wrong.
Not everything, but most everything he did after that was wrong.
Quote Derek. Tim Murray was right
about that. That's it. Don't remove my context.
Anyway,
I'll put you through a table.
You've already said that about the navy blue jerseys, so I don't know. Welcome back.
I'm inciting violence on you again.
Yes, hour three of Sports Talk Saturday. Joe Kelly, Derek Kramer. Before the break, heading into the top of the hour. At this time in the last hour, we spoke with Jonah about the Dallas Stars and the Dallas Mavericks and the Luka Doncic, everything Dallas pretty much, and then the Stanley Cup Final as well. One thing he mentioned, though, about DeBoer getting fired, kind of struck a chord with things around the city of Buffalo in that they've been to the dance, they couldn't get over the hump, and you know he didn't see the firing coming because these were exigent circumstances which caused it now.
He opened his mouth and said something that got himself fired.
Right, but there was definitely a thought of, hey, is it time for a little bit of a different kind of injection here, like
a new voice.
A new voice in the locker room. So that immediately got my mind turning about Bills head coach Sean McDermott.
No, you did it.
I did it. And like I said, leading into this segment, I'm not on the fire McDermott train. I think if anything, McDermott has opened up and everything seems to have been going smoothly the past few years. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, is it possibly time for a new voice in the locker room? After all of the trips to the playoffs, you still couldn't beat Kansas City this past year.
No.
You don't think so?
No. No.
Why, if I may?
Mostly because it's different varying degrees every year. But there's never shown a sign of regression. DeBoer got fired for his comments, not his coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make that as clear as we probably can get at this point. Jonah mentioned that the team was upset. The players were upset. Jim Nill didn't love it. His boss didn't love it.
Mm-hmm.
So unless Sean McDermott does something very much not like Sean McDermott and goes completely out of pocket when talking about something and throws somebody under the bus that has no business being thrown under.
Mm-hmm.
No.
For me,
DeBoer didn't get fired for his coaching. DeBoer didn't get fired for the lack of getting over that hump. It is a small factor, but it's a small factor.
Mm-hmm.
start asking those questions. Like McDermott, he's not able to get past anything yet.
Well, it's the inability to advance beyond the AFC Championship.
But
for me,
ready? That's that little thing. That's that little thing. If McDermott gives you a reason to make it bigger, then yes, DeBoer gave Dallas a reason for that little thing to be bigger.
Mm-hmm.
He said something about a franchise goaltender who just inked an 8-year extension.
So let me ask you this question.
And concurrently pissed off the locker room.
Yes, I get it. I get it. That was
Sean McDermott
outside circumstance.
Will never do that.
Yeah, but let me ask you this. The Bills make it to the playoffs again this year.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the AFC Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Lose again. What happens? We just going to keep doing this every year?
Context.
Lose to Kansas City in a similar way to this season.
Okay, so no other NFL team is still beating
or
them.
Or Cincinnati
either.
Stomps you. One of the two.
If it's a different team than Kansas City this time, then yes, I think you have a Bills problem
mm-hmm.
at that point. But if it's the Chiefs just dominating the conference again, I don't know what to tell you.
Like, I feel like you should be able to get past them at some point.
You should be able to get past them in the regular season. And that's the thing.
And that's the problem for me. Like,
that's not a problem for me. It's hard to sweep. It is. Genuinely hard to sweep. Division titles are earned because you go 2-0 against somebody at least once. 4-2 is usually your record you need to win your division, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to sweep somebody. It's typically a bad team, is it not?
Yeah, right.
And the Bills run away with the AFCs because it's bad teams that they're sweeping. They went 5-1 this past year. They would have gone 6-0 if the Patriots game mattered.
Mm-hmm. But Baltimore
came close.
That team, the Bills look to be folding in the second half.
Baltimore came close. Baltimore can't beat Buffalo, who can't beat Kansas City. Then there's clearly a hierarchy.
Baltimore did beat Buffalo, though.
In the regular season. They couldn't beat Kansas City, though. Did they? In the playoffs? Even in the regular season? No.
No.
I'm telling you, if the Chiefs do it again, that context to me means bupkis. I don't worry about McDermott at that point because it's a Chiefs thing, not a Bills thing. If the Bills lose to, say, the Ravens in the playoffs, and Baltimore makes it out of the conference, or Cincinnati makes it out of the conference, if it's anyone other than Kansas City, the league has a Chiefs problem. The league has a Chiefs problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be on the frustrating end of one of the most dynastic runs of a conference of all time. Okay? I don't think that the message is getting stale at that point. I'm just thinking, can anybody do something about it? Matter of fact, the context goes further. If the Bills make the Super Bowl and they don't have to face Kansas City in order to get there, does it feel satisfying? Yes! I don't need to slay the beast at this point. Just give me the Pittsburgh route where I go around New England.
Well, the honestly, minus the Super Bowls, they seem similar coaching-wise.
And that's the thing.
I feel like that's my thing to look at.
Have also proven they are not that far off of this Kansas City team.
Mm-hmm.
If they lose to Kansas City again, it's a Kansas City thing. It is not a Bills thing. So, no. Not even close.
Again, I'm not calling for him to get fired.
And context matters again in another sense. How are you losing?
Close. Like, I would say, similar to how you have gone out of the
playoffs.
But
how's it happening? Is the offense staggering at this point, or did the defense
give up? Both defenses are gassed at that point, kind of how the playoff, like, look at 13 seconds, for example.
Because Brandon Bean mentions, after the draft on this station, we saw a problem with defense. We went defense heavy.
Mm-hmm.
There's context. If it happens again after you went into a defensively heavy draft, okay, yeah, maybe there's a little bit of a question there. Is it the coaching? Oh, McDermott's not the defensive coordinator, de facto defensive coordinator anymore. It's Babich's system. They're playing more man coverage than they did under McDermott.
Yeah.
So how much is it really Sean at that point?
Right. I just brought up the
counterpoint. What if the offense suddenly goes dry and they score 10 points in a conference championship game against Kansas City and they lose 17-10, for example? Mm-hmm. Well, defense did great then. Isn't that Sean's background? Well, again, I have to say, no, that's not Sean's defense anymore. It's Bobby Babich's.
Right, it's totally different than what it was two seasons ago when it was his defense.
But I would then look at the general manager and go, why did the offense go quiet after you boasted about how good the offense was last year? And you didn't add to the room.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't add more weapons. But you were perfectly fine with it. I'd be more willing to go after the general manager at that point.
Yeah. Well,
I think, if the Bills don't make it, gun to my head, and I have to get rid of one of Beaner McDermott to send a message that this is not good enough anymore and they need to get something done, I'm picking Bean to go, not McDermott.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not calling for McDermott's job. I just think it's an interesting point based on the conversation we were having. It has been a certain number of years. What do you I'm not saying, and also, what coach are you calling at this point? That's where I'm looking at. I don't think you're getting beat by, like you said, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. It's just the Chiefs' problem, right?
And the league
what other coach can do that? Because the entire NFL AFC, has a problem.
The entire AFC has a Chiefs problem. Yes. Then. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If the Bills lose to anybody else, now it's starting to become your problem.
Yeah. So you really have to look at what your other options are, because there's not a lot out there.
And
Brian Daboll might have been your best shot. He's at the Giants. Like, you don't have anybody readily available except for Mike McCarthy.
Not even to be an apologist at this point. I don't think that McDermott's the biggest problem on the organization.
And I don't either. I just, again, the point that was made by Jonah about DeBoer and how people have, been kind of criticizing that.
I think it's that your brain did that out of like a fear of having that kind of conversation, like maybe outside of here or something. And I'm here to remind you, no, DeBoer got fired because of something else.
Mm-hmm.
Because he moved his mouth a little too much. And as Jonah said, maybe sometimes it's better to shut your mouth.
Yeah, just shut up.
McDermott will never do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment that he did kind of do that was about the special teams coordinator, who then leaves the team.
Yeah, and then they kept him around for too long, if you ask me. But
again, 13 seconds, part of that loss being blamed was on the special teams. Why'd they kick it into the end zone?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the most we've ever gotten out of Sean McDermott, quote unquote, flaming somebody in public.
Yeah.
That's the most we've gotten, and it's not that deep. At the end of the day, it's Leslie Frazier. Why is the defense backing off this much?
Right. And that's Leslie Frazier's a good name to bring
forever
up.
Forever.
You look back.
Oh, my God.
You look back at the other coordinators who have left, right? Ken Dorsey. Like, McDermott was at the center of the fire McDermott at that point, right?
Yes.
Like, that was the big thing when they were 500 at multiple points in the season before going on that run.
It wasn't really the offense's fault. The special teams trots out the wrong set. Or the wrong amount of people.
And that's when he was running the defense as well. That's when he was the coordinator after Leslie Frazier. So more of the heat was on him at that point for that reason. But this, I think just hearing that kind of sputtered something in my brain, like you said, because I look back, 2017 till now, how many more times do we have to go the distance to get dropped? Is it getting stale for you? Because I feel like it's getting stale for a lot of Bills fans.
It's getting stale for a lot of Bills fans. I'm just saying that alone should not be my reason to move on from him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's weird. I don't like Peter DeBoer, but I also understand why I don't like Peter DeBoer.
Mm-hmm.
Peter DeBoer has made the conference final 6 of the last 7 years.
Right.
He's also been fired now 3 times. Why? Yeah. It is not exclusively his success as a coach. There's something else going on within his culture that gets him removed from locker rooms.
A little toxic.
Sean McDermott.
I mean, he changed the Bills' culture when he came in.
I don't hear a lick of a bad thing about the culture with Sean McDermott. I don't hear that he upset an entire locker room. I don't hear him saying it was X player's fault.
No, he doesn't throw names down. First thing he does is,
or give anecdotal evidence. Ready? Here's what Sean McDermott would have to do to be in the same line as Peter DeBoer.
Warm his seat, you're saying?
Josh Allen has lost the last 3 playoff games against the Kansas City Chiefs, so we figured that we would try. There's enough evidence out there that he's not good enough for this.
Mm-hmm.
And in context, that would be, your defense gave up 30 points to the Chiefs. That would literally be, he blames Josh Allen for losing last year's championship game. That would be how the Peter DeBoer thing is a comparable.
Right.
It's not. And as a matter of fact, the team itself publicly acknowledges that the defense let them down. Publicly acknowledged. So they put it in the right place. Because the context with Jake Ottinger losing six of his last seven, the previous three games, they combined to score one goal.
Right.
I'm sorry, but you don't win games scoring zero or one goals in the National Hockey League. Very rarely do you win them with one.
Yeah.
And I do think...
So DeBoer is really kind of unhinged in that sense.
Yeah.
So I don't really see the comparable here. And I think that context matters in that equation and conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Context matters in a lot of things. And as a matter of fact, it's something where I feel like it's a good transition at this point about Peter DeBoer. You know, I've got you see it enough right now if you're on social media, if you follow in Sabres Twitter.
Twitter, yeah.
You know, kick the tires on this sort of thing. I love Chad and I love Expected Buffalo and their work. I don't agree that Peter DeBoer would be a good coach for the Sabres. I don't agree about kicking the tires about him. And it's not because of his success as a coach at this point. It is because of the fact that
there's a culture issue. There's something underlying.
There's something there.
Yeah, like there's clearly a reason you're bouncing back and
even
forth between
then,
so many franchises.
I do think hockey-wise, tactically, he does not do a good job. He's game seven guy. Why? His rosters are loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they going to seven all the time?
They should be winning in four.
The Sharks. Mm-hmm. I look at a Sharks team that has Thornton, Marlowe, Pavelski, Couture, Carlson, Burns, Vlasic. I don't know if he was there for Carlson, but still, Burns and Vlasic?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to seven all the time? Why are you winning these game sevens?
Right.
Why is this team underachieving at that point? Why is this team not able to get past the conference final again? Vegas, a team that is always on the front line of churning a roster out that is going to be of quality. He's the only coach in Vegas history to miss the playoffs. They get rid of DeBoer. Cassidy wins him a cup. And now Dallas, one of the most talented rosters in the National Hockey League, you win one game in the conference final. I don't think he's that good of a coach.
No.
I think he is a bit of a passenger on talented rosters put together by forward-thinking general managers. Doug Wilson in San Jose, for the longest time, was aggressive because he was trying to get that team over the hump.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas. Kelly McCrimmon is one of the most aggressive general managers in all of hockey.
That's
in all of sports.
I was going to say all of hockey is an understatement because that guy, all of sports is definitely accurate.
And then when we talk to Jonah, Jim Nill has won GM of the year twice.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the best minds in hockey in the front office.
Well, he had the foresight to let him go. And I know, yes, it's because of the statement he made about Ottinger, right? But at the end of the day, I think there was more there. Like you said, that's a perfect way to put it. He's a passenger on the very talented rosters he's managing. And he's still going to game seven, like you said.
And
so
as a matter
of fact, what does that really mean? Are you you're not as effective as you possibly could be. So maybe he thinks someone could do the job better.
And as a matter of fact, do you know who the coach was in 2020 when they made the Stanley Cup final?
Hmm.
Peter DeBoer. Wait, no. That's not right. I'm thinking...
Jim Montgomery.
Really?
Not Peter DeBoer.
He was the head coach, and then
he was the head coach of Vegas.
He was the head coach of Vegas, and then
they
got
fired.
Sorry.
Excuse me. It was Montgomery and Bonus that season. There was an in-season change.
Oh, okay. So who was Montgomery was the coach at the time of the Stanley Cup final?
I think it was Bonus that ends up
okay,
with it.
So Montgomery exited and Bonus
Montgomery
came in.
Exits. Mm-hmm. Bonus comes in.
Okay.
And then DeBoer takes over and you can't get over the hump again.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a lot more of Peter DeBoer. I think he's a passenger on talented teams.
Right. You can't really... I get what you're saying now, the comparison between him and Sean McDermott.
Sean different. McDermott willed a Bills 2017 team that many people thought at the start of the season might have been tanking
yeah,
to the playoffs.
2017, Tyrod Taylor. And then, yes.
Two starts of Nathan Peterman.
And Nathan Peterman had to come out in the playoffs. So
he got that team to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear anything about any sort of comparable on that one, mostly because of quality of coach.
Mm-hmm.
But to finish up this point that you wanted to bring up initially, and it has to do more with, I see a coach that brought a reason to get fired in addition to another reason you could get fired.
In addition to the getting to the dance and
McDermott
not getting over the hump.
Has that underlying bit.
Mm-hmm. And if it continues, it'll get worse.
It is a reason teams move on from a coach.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Sean McDermott doing anything to poke at it and make it worse.
Nothing to light fuel, dump lighter fluid on the fire. Like nothing like that.
Hey, there's this pile of gasoline. I found a match.
Mm-hmm. Let's blow it up.
That's what DeBoer did.
Well,
McDermott also has a pile of gasoline over here.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't smell great.
You don't like the smell of gas?
No.
Mm.
We'll talk about that much later. But McDermott does not willingly light the match.
No, he does not. And that's one thing.
So absolutely not. I don't think that context will matter. Does he accidentally light it in the playoffs?
Right. Does another team come in, blow you out at home? Like, does something else happen, right? Like, that's different.
Here's one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you might get a better conversation out of it on context matters. What if they don't win a playoff game at all?
If they lose in the wild card?
If they lose in the wild card round, or goodness forbid, they finally get the one seed and they bow out in the divisional.
Yeah, that would be it. Yeah, slamming on the table, knocking on wood.
God, if that. I say that now and it gets the amount
this clip,
of hate.
This clip will be forever saved.
Holy
You'll
mackerel,
never be able to escape
it. I would have to like move. I would never be allowed here again.
I get what you're saying, though. The context of it, if something as drastic as that occurs, that's the match being lit.
If there's a sharp step back this year,
mm-hmm.
I better have a reason for it. Context matters.
Yeah.
Context always matters in these discussions.
And I'm not going to bring up possible context because I think that's just speaking terrible things into existence.
Also, so. Yeah. A, it's that. And B, it's June.
Yeah.
So
we haven't even seen training camp or mandatory minicamp yet.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, so. We haven't even seen minicamp yet.
Yeah, you haven't seen anything yet.
As of right now, technically, the Bills don't have their starting running back. Technically.
Allegedly.
Technically. Voluntarily, they don't.
Voluntarily, they do not have a starting running back. But
they don't have their
starting running back. Contractually, they should, and they will.
Contractually, they always will. It's mm-hmm. the NFL, you march on. If James Cook really did want to take the Le'Veon Bell route and skip out the entire year,
he'll end up in
life moves
underground
on.
Boxing matches like Le'Veon Bell eventually.
I'm more or less on life moves on.
Yeah.
And the Bills will do something about it.
Look at the running back room you have. I think you could be successful with Cook and not Cook. Ugh. That's the one we're kind of doing this without. Davis and why am I blanking?
Ty Johnson.
Yeah. Oh my yeah. gosh.
But
what
again,
a senior moment right
life
there.
Life moves on. Mm-hmm. There's also probably a free agent running back out there that could probably snag some carries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Life moves on. The running back's not there. You're going to have to deal with it anyway.
Mm-hmm. But
so again, these hypotheticals, man.
It's unfortunately.
I really do struggle with these.
It's that time of year.
It's not that I struggle with them. I don't want to do it.
Well, it's like,
and that's a me problem. I know that. But sometimes we get mad at things that aren't real.
Yeah. Minicamp hasn't happened yet. You can't get mad at James Cook for not being there because guess what? No
He's
one's
not
there.
Required to.
No one's there. As of right now, no Bills are at minicamp.
Well,
DEFCON 5.
Not even that. It's that where he was supposed to be with OTAs is also still voluntary. In the truest sense of the word, he is not required to be there yet. He is required to be there on Tuesday. If he decides when he's required to not be there, well, then we've got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's
or
a big
he gets
problem.
Sent home. Like someone else
or
did.
He leaves.
Yeah.
Not even sent home. He just leaves.
Yep.
He didn't do that. He didn't leave. So, again, that's why these hypotheticals, they drive me up a
hypothetical wall.
Yes, a hypothetical wall,
mm-hmm.
in a sense, where we try to find things to get mad at, and we don't need to.
Yeah.
And I know that, like, if you watch these like ESPN or FS1, like
Stephen A. Smith's bit.
It's literally their bleeping job at this point to get you angry about something to run up a wall. And Maybe that's my sign of the counterculture. I don't know.
Well,
this is my revolution. Join it.
Thank you for humoring that. But hypothetically, we're going to take a quick timeout here.
Nope. Actually, literally, we are going to take a timeout here. Sports Talk Saturday rolls on. Let's see what kind of hypotheticals or literals we come up with next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think you guys know by now how I feel about Jimbo and that stuff. That's besides me, that, you know, I don't make those decisions and whatnot, but he was obviously huge for us last year, and I'm excited to, you know, when he is here, to be able to get with him. It's, I obviously love Jimbo, but it's just like anyone, whenever someone's not here, it's a great opportunity for the guys that are, and, you know, seeing Ray and Ty and, you know, Diev and Frank just get those opportunities, like everybody kind of benefits from that, and, you know, but I am excited whenever Jimbo is back with us.
Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady talking about, well,
Jimbo.
Yeah, if when he comes back, those are important words, you know. I feel like that's the operative word here. When?
Listen.
When? Yet.
And that's what we've,
it's okay.
We've come to the conclusion of. He's your contracted running back one right now. He's going to be your running back one for the regular season.
And if he doesn't show up when he's required, then we could start asking questions.
And he'll pay a fine. Honestly, for someone who wants more to make more money, it'd be a not very smart financial decision to be fined $50,000 for every mandatory minicamp practice you miss.
Yeah, that's not great advice from an agent at that point.
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't put it past, but...
Yeah.
On the history with his brother, same agency, I wouldn't put it past, but...
True.
You know.
But I still would think...
I think he would want to hang on to his money, so that even more so makes me think he might want to stay. He might be there.
So you put a pin in... we put a pin in a conversation that you wanted to have earlier in the first hour.
Yes.
And we were talking about the Sabres with J.J. Paterka.
Specifically, yeah. And whether or not what you see his future as, a bridge contract deal, a full long-term contract, or do you trade him away? 60-40, trade him. That's kind of where I'm at. I just want to see where your head was at.
So Matthew Fairburn's written a couple of good articles over the past week.
Mm-hmm.
One about the Sabres in the front office, and another now about J.J. Paterka.
Yeah.
I love Fairburn's work. He's always been great at what he does.
Mm-hmm.
J.J., there is a question of what he can become and what he is now. I mentioned we had to put a pin in this.
We did.
But the Sabres are lacking something within their top six. I said that had to be star talent. What they're also lacking is a true playmaker. Tage Thompson, what do we know him as?
Goal scorer.
Yuri Kulik, what's his biggest quality? NHL caliber shot.
Yeah.
Elite trait. Josh Norris is a goal scorer when healthy.
Absolutely.
JJ, the last 2 years, 27 and 28 goals. This past year, he had 41 assists. So you think maybe JJ's your playmaker. I feel like you need more. Tuck is a balanced kind of player who will...
Oh, he'll help you out.
But he's also someone that I would rely on to score goals.
Mm-hmm. You have a lot of goal scorers in the top.
I don't have enough playmakers. It's why Mitch Marner sounded extra spicy to me. And that's why he's the face of the ideal in this sort of scenario.
Uh-huh.
But if you traded J.J. Paterka, for example, you still have three top-tier gunners for this team and a fourth that's a very good tertiary gunner. And Tuck, if I get a Jason Robertson out of this, if I get an Elias Pettersson out of this for a trade for J.J. Paterka, fine. Or if the Sabres somehow pull off the miracle and they sign Mitch Marner, J.J. Paterka then becomes a chip that you can use to upgrade your defense. Instantly, a chip to upgrade that. Because now you have a surplus good. Young forward, RFA status, so team would be able to get control. That's a lot of value in a trade piece.
Mm-hmm.
You pair that with some sort of asset, probably ninth overall. You can make a deal for a defenseman that can comfortably sit there next to Owen Power and be the new de facto D3.
That's what you're looking for.
Which is probably, because everything that the Sabres seem to be, and Byram, it's like, again, another uncertainty.
Yeah, that's the second uncertainty I can really see.
As a matter of fact, you could probably pair Byram and Paterka together if you have questions about their status.
Absolutely.
And give me a player that I won't have a question about at that point, you know? So that's where I'm kind of sitting at this point, which is the uncertainty will figuratively kill somebody.
Again, hypothetically.
Here we are using these words again. But figuratively, it will kill you, drive you up a wall. Hope not literally. I still believe that the Sabres want to retain Paterka. I think that they should retain Paterka. But I also know that if there's a viable upgrade out there, you go and get it. And even if that means that the cost includes J.J. Paterka. I hate saying that. Hate saying that. I love the player as an offensive dynamo in the making.
I think everybody does. He's young and he's showing promise.
That said, yeah, the two-way game absolutely still has to get better.
Uh-huh. And I think that would be a good selling. You could sell high on him and his promise, right?
Yeah. And the thing is that Paterka is still also very young. What did I say earlier in this show? You have the youngest team in the league. That does have something to do with athletic primes. It also has to do with maturity overall. Just because you play a bunch of games in the National Hockey League doesn't mean that you have grown wiser automatically because of it.
No.
You're still 23. Do you know how stupid I was at 23?
You know how stupid I am at 22?
I hate that. I hate that entire sentence you just said.
Come on, you knew it was going
to
come.
I definitely want to make sure that Evan's not jumping for a red button, but man, I had to hold that back. a bunch of hex in my head there for you.
The hex.
Oh, that hurt. But that's exactly the point, though.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone listening, who hasn't been less wise at 23 than they would be at 26? Just because J.J. Paterka has been here for a couple of years in the National Hockey League does not automatically guarantee that he has become this sage full of wisdom because he's played National Hockey League games.
Right.
No, that's not how life works. It's not how people work.
Just because I've reported on something one time doesn't mean I'm now so much wiser and able to just do everything perfectly.
When I got hired here, I was a mess.
Yeah. I wasn't here.
Now I'm actually trusted somehow to host shows. Like, people grow. And it's not just from experience. It's also with age. It's a teacher. Unfortunately, it is a teacher. It could be a harsh one, but a teacher nonetheless. And I think that that happens with people.
You mature mentally around the age of 25. So half of these players are my age and younger.
And it's terrifying when they're elite at like 18, 19. Yeah. And they're already kind of like well-rounded in that aspect. It's like, okay, that's terrifying to me. But, you know, that's like Connor McDavid.
It's the genetic dealing here.
And ready? I'll bring up another case here. Jack Eichel.
Yeah, that's a big case to make, especially at 18, captain of the Sabres.
Right away, the captain at 18, but like because Gianta had the C for a couple of years.
Right, a couple of years. But he still was the prodigal son, if you will,
yes,
of the Sabres and on the front face of the team.
And emotionally, you may not be mature right away when you are given the captaincy.
No, and
around
that's a lot
of age that Paterka is now.
Yeah, that's a lot of attention as well.
Mm-hmm.
And dealing with all that, especially in a city like Buffalo, Josh Allen said it best. If you win games and win the championships, you're immortalized. Jack Eichel had the promise of doing that when he first came here. He was going to be the game changer for the Buffalo Sabres.
Right.
That on your back also, and the fans treating you like that, that does something at a young age to you. You're not ready for that.
Yeah. And so now, like, J.J. Paterka, do I expect his defensive game to get better? Yes. Is it going to be linear? Probably not.
No. But that's also the selling point you have with
him. But J.J. Paterka has also been the one player over the last 3 years that his progression has been linear with his production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right on that.
He's the one player that really didn't take a step back 2 years ago.
The only player who didn't regress.
Actively regress. Like Thompson, it was because of injury.
Right.
Dahlin is Dahlin. But everyone statistically took a step back. Some of them bounced back this past year. Some didn't make it back. Cousins and Quinn have kind of become a little bit of a forgotten thing. The kid line is all but gone at that point.
They're more like the lost boys now.
But the one person that stuck through from that line is the one that we have the questions about of will he sign long term? And if the Sabres need to use him as a trade piece, the answer is, remember the geometric proofs?
Yeah.
If and only if there is a significant upgrade that I can get, will I be okay with getting rid of J.J. Paterka?
Right. If the return on investment clearly outweighs having Paterka on your team.
If and only if.
Mm-hmm. And here's my question to follow up.
I got
to
grab a time machine and smack the heck
smack
out
the
of
high school self.
Smack the 16-year-old me right now.
A bridge
wait,
contract.
No, wait, that's illegal.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. Especially if they don't know who you are. They don't know you're you. But
yeah,
a bridge
that's
deal.
That's not good, actually.
Would he be upset with a bridge contract, you think, if you approached him with a
no.
bridge deal? You don't think
because
so?
I don't, because there's a little uncertainty with J.J. Paterka about his willingness to stay in Buffalo, for example. I don't, like, it's whispers. There's nothing really proven.
No.
But.
Well, it's the same thing with Byram.
It's chat.
You don't really know.
It's
where he's at.
There's chatter. It's some of it's unfounded. Some of it's kind of like this, like
hypothetical.
Will they? Won't they? I also have actions. Nobody's signed anything yet. Okay, that's something. But also, we're in a day and age where like those bridge contracts of like 3-4 years, and then you can hit unrestricted free agency, but also have a good cap, like a healthy cap hit. Those are coming into being more commonplace in the National Hockey League. Marner's big contract. Matthews's is only 5 years. It's not the full 7 or 8 year deal that you get for a team on a long-term contract. It's a shorter-term deal comparatively.
Mm-hmm.
Those are becoming more commonplace. Now, here's your ultimate sour taste in your mouth. because last week I said this with Owen. All these years that we're all giddy and excitable about maybe getting an offer sheet hanging around, J.J. Paterka is probably the shiniest RFA.
Uh-huh.
And it would kind of be a kick in the knackers if the offer sheet happens and it's J.J. Paterka.
Yeah. So is that more of take advantage of it now? Like trade him for something instead of...
But the thing is that the team does also have right to match.
Right.
Or you get picks for that, for an offer sheet, for example. Or you do a sign and trade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want him? Let's work something out. Because you have something that I might want that isn't just picks. Let's talk about this. Because otherwise, I'm going to match it. You want him? What you got for me? Let's massage this. So there's other ways around it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is kind of funny. For years and years and years, we want to see RFAs, offer sheets, and that kind of drama, right? Wouldn't it be a real kick in the pants if the most attractive RFA is a Buffalo Sabre?
J.J. Paterka.
If that happens, I'm going after Toronto real fast. Go sign Matthew Knies. I'm not kidding. If it happens... If that is something that happens, if J.J. Paterka gets an offer sheet, I am screaming from a mountaintop, go get Matthew Knies now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fighting just as dirty at that point because general managers take it as a personal slight if you sign somebody to an offer sheet. They do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Sebastian Aho.
Yeah.
No, Montreal right. Canadiens signed Sebastian Aho to an offer sheet. Carolina matches it. But then, all in their feelings, the next chance that they get, Jesperi Kotkaniemi helps vault Montreal to a Stanley Cup final appearance. Carolina overpays on an offer sheet out of spite. It was purely out of spite.
You're 100% right. Pure spite. I always like to see a pure spite move every so often.
Right.
You know? Like, I feel like that.
But that's what RFAs are. If J.J. Paterka gets offer sheeted, the devil on the shoulder. That is what I've been referring... The perfect devil on the shoulder. That is what I've been referring to Jarmo Kekalainen as after being hired as the advisor to Kevin Adams. Jarmo Kekalainen would be the perfect Kermit meme. Do it.
Do it.
The Emperor Palpatine of sorts.
Yeah.
To let Adams get into his saltiness, get into his feels. Do it. We just got offer sheeted. Get someone back.
I hope they would.
I would want to.
Yeah.
Mostly because I love seeing when hockey becomes a very petty business.
It's when it's at its best, at its core.
Yeah. So we'll see what we've got there coming into this. I might ask Brian Colziel this. We'll see if he is available coming up from Batavia Downs. Because guess what? When we're done here,
the Belmont Stakes coming up tonight.
Yeah, so you'll be sticking around a little bit to help with Brian.
Uh-huh.
But we've got Brian Colziel in an extended sports talk Saturday up around the corner here.
For the ponies.
For the ponies and plenty more show coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think I'm aggressive when it's time and place to be aggressive, but I'm also, I'd say I'm pretty analytical, and I have the poise to also look at the situation and take a step back and analyze it rather than reacting into something just because you feel like something's got to be done. But if the situation and the opportunity is right, I can be aggressive, and it all depends on where the team's at in its development and growth. And then when the window opens, I think you need to be aggressive, because the window to win with a team is never open forever. It's that certain period of time of your core players' prime, and that's when you need to be aggressive to make sure you surround them with the right mix to win.
I think that's a perfect clip for this final segment. Jarmo Kekäläinen on with Sabres Live yesterday, and I say it's a perfect segment because I would love to pick Brian Colziel's brain about the Sabres bringing in Jarmo Kekäläinen to be the advisor to Kevin Adams. And with that clip there, Brian, first of all, great to hear from you. And second of all, what you got on the docket as well from Batavia Downs?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Yeah, we're excited to be here. It's our final Triple Crown show of the season. We were here first Saturday in May for the Derby, then 2 weeks later for the Preakness, and now for the Belmont today. Weather is going to be a factor. So Ryan has an hour from Batavia Downs, going to join me at 2 here and talk about that. But it's in Saratoga again this year, so we may have some Western New Yorkers that took the trip down the Thruway to go see it. But final one today, and we're excited to be here. 3-hour show coming up here inside the Park Place Room. Bourbon and Whiskey Fest is going on as well. So we've got Paul Hamilton on the Stanley Cup Finals. We got Pat Malacaro. I love doing a baseball segment with him every year during the show. Mm-hmm. So it timed out well with the Knight Bisons game tonight to have Pat on. So, yeah, that's what we got for the next 3 hours. So hope everybody during their afternoon, beautiful Saturday, can join us for a part or whole of it.
There you go. And, Brian, so the Sabres did do something last week, bringing in Jarmo Kekäläinen. So there's some recent Sabres news to it as well that we'd be able to pick your brain on real quick. And I'm sure you'll have plenty more thoughts with Paul. But when it comes down to it, seeing a guy like Kekäläinen who mentions the right time and place to be aggressive is probably the one thing that I feel is truly missing when it comes to Kevin Adams and his acquisition history heading into year 6 as the general manager.
Yeah, and, you know, obviously it's been talked about quite a bit that we have a GM in Kevin Adams that is back for another year. And, you know, I would think that most would think that, well, you know, should the Sabres have made a full front office change? I think there's a strong argument to be made for that. I go back and forth with whether or not, you know, and this obviously Kekäläinen, and this might not necessarily pertain to him specifically, but the Sabres cannot continue to just keep firing coaches and firing GMs. It's just, you know, you're going through this cycle. And then you hire the next coach or the next GM, and it's, well, it's not the type of players that that coach wants for his style of play. And then you have to revamp it all, and you have to treat for players away. And suddenly, while you're doing all this, you realize, oh, we just missed the playoffs for 3 years in a row. We need to fire the GM or the coach again. And then it goes through the nasty cycle all over again. Mm-hmm. And the Sabres have been doing this now, obviously, for 14 years. So there is an argument to be made for kind of standing pat and letting the plan, quote, do its thing. However, in the NHL, in an NHL world, for it to now go on to what is season number 6, you almost never see it. I mean, what other franchise would let it go 6 seasons without making a big change up in the front office with the general manager? I mean, heck, look, the Dallas Stars, you guys were talking about earlier,
yep,
made a head coaching change for a team that just went to the conference finals. It was one round away from the Stanley Cup. So you could say the standards might be different elsewhere. Clearly for the Sabres organization, they felt that bringing in Kekalainen to serve as this, quote, senior advisor is going to be helpful to Kevin Adams. I applaud any move to bring in anybody with experience and anyone that has been able to make, as he said, the shakeup moves or the big moves. He's signed free agents, and I put Columbus in the boat that probably Buffalo is in right now. And, you know, the Sabres have a difficult job, and getting players to want to come here, I think, is going to be even more difficult every season that passes that they don't make the playoffs. Quite a difference from, I know, Derek, you and I, you know, what, 2 months ago, we had a great discussion about where's the Terry Pegula that took the private jet to go get Robin Regier. And, you know, Robin Regier is not even, you know, a franchise-changing player. But he decided that was the mentality that he had to have to go get this mid-pair defenseman, you know, that he felt was going to be a piece to help this team going forward. And, you know, maybe bringing in Eric Staal, maybe bringing in Jarmo Kekalainen, like maybe bringing in these other people can provide different perspective, Kekalainen with experience, and able to make bigger moves and able to convince free agents to come here, because the task is tall. Who in the NHL would want to sign with the Sabres unless you have a personal connection like maybe Alex Tuck does, or maybe you have grown up in Southern Ontario or Western New York? Like, tell me why you'd want to come to Buffalo. Now, you can make one argument. You can pay them the most. For some, that will still ultimately be the biggest reason why somebody wants to come to Buffalo, is that you say, look, you're a free agent. I know you can sign in 5 different spots, but we are going to offer you $3 million more per season and 2 years more than anybody else can. If that is important to the player, well, then you might land some players. But there are some that value other aspects of their NHL professional career, and I think that's where the Sabres have a tough task. And hopefully making this move to bring in others can open up more of an array of ideas and maybe, as he says, you know, make those kind of big splashes that this team and this organization so desperately needs.
Especially with an offseason where, like, you've got names floating around. Mitch Marner in unrestricted free agency, him and Sam Bennett, of course, probably going to highlight it. But trade names that are going to return to the forefront of, like, Elias Pettersson or Jason Robertson. Players that, you know, it would be a nice little dream to go and acquire these players and see what you're able to land or be able to make that deal. Like, we were just talking last segment about, I don't love the idea of trading J.J. Paterka just to trade him. I would need an upgrade. I would need a Robertson. And if Paterka helps me get Jason Robertson, for example, yeah, I'm signing on the dotted line too.
I agree. I mean, you have to be willing to part with something to get something. Now, there are organizations that might at this point value a highly touted prospect or a high draft pick. The Sabres, at least, I think, have those pieces going for them. Each organization is in a different spot in terms of where they feel like they need to be. If I'm Kevin Adams, I honestly can't even guarantee that I'm going to make it to December. If this team gets off to another bad start and we're sitting here questioning the roster, there is a in-waiting GM already now on payroll. You don't have to go out and get one. So if this team gets off to a bad start again, and Derek, you and I are sitting there in November or December, and they're like, well, they're already 7 points out, and they're already second last. Like, there could be a GM change coming right there. So if I'm Kevin Adams, I'm not worried about if I have to deal a 2025 draft pick or a 2026 draft pick or a 2027 draft pick, even if it's a first-rounder, because I might not be that person making that draft pick if they don't turn it around ASAP. And you know what? They may have an amazing prospect that they don't want to give up on that's playing in college or in juniors or in the AHL. But guess what? By the time that player starts scoring goals for the Buffalo Sabres, Kevin Adams might not be here also for that. So if I'm him, I don't want it to be like kind of full tilt mode, but I would be in the what is every single reasonable deal that we can do to try to win right now? Because breaking the drought, obviously, to me, is the only way that Kevin Adams saves his job. And Terry Pegula has given him a shot to do it. So, you know, I guess for Adams, I would say, well, here's your chance. Show us that you can do it. I haven't necessarily had too much of a problem with the actual trades that Adams has made over the course of his tenure. Mm-hmm. So if anything, I would encourage him and want to be like, yes, you know, go ahead, keep doing it. Don't be afraid. And don't be afraid to swing for the fences here, as we just heard in that soundbite, because for the most part, no GM's going to be perfect. But for the most part, I think Adams, when he has made a move, has done a good job. But it's his hesitancy maybe to realize, hey, I've got strength in prospects. I've got strength in picks. I've got to use those to get NHL players that can help me and win in October. If they get off to another bad start, I mean, who's first at the chopping block? Lindy Ruff could be talked about, but I still think it's Adams first.
Yep. Brian, it's the continuation of a conversation, like you said, that we had at the locker cleanout, and one that I will hope that we get to continue to do because free agency is a month away. But for now, we got to get to a break so that we can get you going here from Batavia Downs. So we'll talk soon.
Okay, guys. Thanks so much.
That's Brian Kozio. You'll hear plenty more coming up over the next 3 hours from him as an extended Sports Talk Saturday is coming up next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.